Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, helping you win with your words, amen. And our words are spirit and they are life. We are just reminding you that we are created in the image of God. And with so much taking place in the world, we can either agree with the world or we can agree with the word. Let me say that again. With so much that is taking place in the world today, what we see on the news, what we hear on social media, what we hear, amen, and it's what we hear on all different types of media platforms and in the newspapers, we can hear so much negativity. But I want to tell you, believers, I want to tell you, listeners out there in podcast land, we can either agree with the world on what the world is saying and all the negative that is being put out there, or we can agree with the word of God. You have to make a choice who you are going to agree with in these last and evil days. I'm going to say that again. Who are you going to agree with? What are your lips going to agree with? What words are going to come into agreement? What words are you going to speak? Who are you going to come into agreement with? When you see so much and you hear so much, it's easy to get caught up with what you hear. This is why they spend so much money on advertisement and putting things in front of your eyes and in your ears, because they're trying to get entrance into the gates of your life. Amen. Your eyes are a gate, your ears are a gate, and your mouth, amen, when you open your mouth, that is also a gate. But when you open your mouth and you speak, whatever's coming out is what you're going to receive coming in. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus confronted the Pharisees when he spoke to the Pharisees, I believe in Mark and in Luke. He said to them, how can you, being evil, speak good things? So whatever's in a man is going to come out of a man. But how did it get in there in the first place? By what he's meditating on. What do you meditate on? You meditate on what you see and what you hear. This is why Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart. Let's go there. Let's get there, because I want to make sure that you know that any preacher that you hear, they're not speaking from the New York Post or the Daily Mail or some newspaper, but they are speaking the word of God. Because the Bible says in these last days to try the spirits, to see which ones are of God, because there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world, amen. But he said, know ye the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So we've got to know. God is giving people discernment in these last days. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. I mean, Joshua had the law, we have the book in its entirety. They had types and shadows, amen. We have the substance. Jesus is the substance, amen. So we have the book in its entirety. We have the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, amen. The prophecies have come concerning Jesus, and the prophecies have been fulfilled, amen. Jesus has completed his course, amen. He said it is finished, amen. He's risen and exalted, and he's given us the precious Holy Spirit, and we live a life pleasing unto him. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, amen, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, and only then, you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. So he was telling the man of God, said, listen, don't let this word depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it. Put it before you day and night. Speak it. Meditate on it. Speak it. Meditate on it. Guard your heart. Guard your eye gate. Guard your ear gate. But just put this word in front of you. Speak the word. Amen. Job said, listen, I esteem the word more than my necessary food. So we need the word of God. Who are you going to believe in these last days? Are you going to believe what the world is telling you? Or are you going to believe what the word is telling you? When the world is telling you, oh my God, we have, when we said, what did it say? When we've got the, in regards to the ozone layer and climate change. That's it. What's taking place with climate change? And we need to do this, and we need electric this, and we need this and that. I'm going to tell you this now. Listen, the word of God is written. We know what's going to take place. Amen. We know what's going to take place. They have an agenda. So we're going to believe what they believe. I'm not saying that we've got to go crazy and burn all types of fossil fuels that's going to destroy and pollute our cities and hurt our children's lungs. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, don't believe everything that's put out there. Amen. I'm saying, don't believe when they say all this and they're trying to create a season of war, and they've got people worried and concerned. Listen, they have an agenda. The word of God must come to pass. And all these things are trying to push fear into the hearts of people. But who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the word of God? Or are you going to believe the world? Whose system, whose report are you going to believe? You can believe the world system, and the world system breeds fear. The world system breeds greed, and the world system wants to promote itself, and you promote yourself. And God says, you promote me. You seek the kingdom of God first, amen? And all other things are going to be added unto you. And the world system works in totally different system to the word, amen? It's opposed. They're opposed to one another. You're at total opposition to one another. And there are total tug of war that takes place every day for your attention, for your mind, for your imagination. And we've got to decide that, listen to me, no, we're going to give the word of God first place in our life. This is key number one. Give the word first place. Write this down. Give the word of God first place in your life. According to Joshua 1:8, amen. Give the word first place. This has to come first. Before you turn on your phone, before the social media, before you go into your emails, before you turn on your TV and turn on your phone and you want to see what your friends are saying. No, hear what God is saying first. And we've come in the last 10, 20 years, we've come so far away from what is God saying and falling and getting alone of the word and getting alone of God that this world is just wants to fight for your attention. And you've got to get back to basics. I mean, in times of old, I still remember a time when we didn't have phones. We had phones in our home and they were attached to a curly-whirly, but they were attached to the wall, but you couldn't go anywhere. I remember a time we were free. We were free back then. But we spent time with God, and now we've got so much distractions in this world, and these distractions are trying to distract you away from the presence of God and the voice of God and the word of God. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the world system, or are you going to believe the word? Amen. So key number one, you've got to give the word first place. Amen. Key number two, prayer must be priority. Amen. Prayer must be priority. Amen. When we see what's going on, listen, when we start our day, listen, start our day with the word, start our day with prayer. The Bible said that some things took place, amen, in the early church, and they said, listen to me, we can't leave the ministry God has given us and wait tables, amen, but we must give ourselves to the word of God and to prayer. Anybody wants to go somewhere in the things of God and wants to grow in the things of God, wants to make a difference in the earth before their eyes close, listen to me, you've got to make a difference, amen, and you've got to spend time in prayer. And there's so many things that will take your attention from prayer, but you've got to spend time with God. And when I say prayer, I don't mean you shouting and telling God all your needs and your shopping list. I mean you praying and then you listening. You praying and you listening. It's a two-way conversation. God, what are you saying about this? Amen. And I believe we can continue to pray throughout the day. It's not a God that we can just go to him in one place and pray and then leave and get on with our day. No, we can continue to commune with him. And as we're praying, as we're talking, as we're on the bus, on the train, at the shops, at the store, when we're walking down the road, when we're taking the train, and when we're doing our chores or doing what we need to do, we can be talking to him and saying, God, I really feel strongly about this, and what are you saying about this? What is your direction for this? And just listening to him and also loving on him and just saying, God, I love you. I just love you, because there's times of thanksgiving, there's times of praise, there's times of supplication, there's times of warfare, amen. You've got to discern the times and the day what God wants and say, God, what is it you want for me today? What is it you really want? I mean, and sometimes it just be thanksgiving. It will just be thanksgiving. Just give him thanks. Just thank him. Thank him for everything that he's given you. Thank him for everything that he's done. The Bible says we must give thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise unto him. Amen. And some days it's just worship. It's just worship. Just put on some worship, some YouTube, just some worship, and just worship him. Just worship him and listen and just love on him. Amen. So discern what he wants. Amen. So continue to live a life of prayer. Of prayer. Amen. And lastly, thirdly, cultivating intimacy with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. It's so important. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, grieve not the Spirit of God. Amen. whereby you've been sealed until the day of redemption. Don't grieve him, amen. I mean, sometimes our conversations, they grieve him, amen. The way we think, and sometimes we've got to, amen, cast down imaginations and rein in the thoughts, amen. Sometimes we make our thoughts run away with us and what people might say, how people perceive us. And sometimes the things that we think about aren't even true. Sometimes we go off on this rabbit trail in our minds and we're thinking about things that, listen to me, isn't even real. And because the enemy wants to implant thoughts in our minds, he implants suggestions and thoughts. So how do you overcome that? You overcome that by speaking his word. That's the key number one. You overcome that by prayer. When temptation comes your way, I heard a man of God say, a great man of God, he's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he said years ago, amen, when he was alive, he said he used to tell the people of God, when temptation comes, pray right there and then. Do not entertain it, but pray. Get alone. If you need to get alone, pray there and then, amen, to overcome the temptation. Don't let it just entertain it and take your thought life, and before you know it, you're meditating on what you should do. And no, pray right there. Stop it in its tracks. But key number three, amen, cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. How that? Through the word, through worship, amen, through honoring him in all your ways, acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. People don't realize that such a simple scripture, but if we really use it in our everyday living, listen to me, our life will change dramatically. He said, trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6, with all your heart, and do not lean on our own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Let the Lord direct you. It's so simple. Trust in him. Don't trust in your own way. What? How can I apply that to everyday life? Okay, something's taken place and someone's upset you, and you feel like giving them a call, and you know what, you're gonna give them a piece of your mind, and right now it's not the mind of Christ. So you've upset, you've done something to you, your family, they've just said some things, and right now, and you just want to give them a piece of your mind, and unfortunately the mind that you have at that moment in time is not the mind of Christ. And then you stop and you say, Holy Spirit, how do you want me to deal with this? And the Holy Spirit says, don't call them, just leave them. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean on understanding. So you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart. You're not leaning on the understanding. You say, and in all your ways, you are acknowledging him. Holy Spirit, listen, let me stop right now. I know what I want to do, but what do you want to do? What's the best way forward? And he says, don't call them. Don't say anything. Just be at peace. Now, it's very hard. I mean, when people come against you and you want to defend yourself, and God says, stay silent. Because it's natural human instinct to defend yourself. We crave vindication, but from what I see from the word of God and what I see from life, when God vindicates you, it is well done. So in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And you see, when he directs you, and sometimes it's very hard, but you want to please God, you want to please God, you want to do what the Holy Spirit wants. So when you do what the Holy Spirit wants, you'll get Holy Spirit results. I'm going to say that again. When you do what the Holy Spirit wants, you'll get Holy Spirit results. So learn to trust him. Amen. Learn to trust him. Learn to stay in his word. Stay in prayer. Learn to cultivate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we just honor you. We cannot do nothing without you. He said, when you are come, I mean, the book of John, when you are come, you will lead us into all truth. You're not speaking of himself, but whatever you hear, you will show us things to come. You said you'll be in us and upon us. You will not leave us comfortless, but you will come unto us. Amen. In the book of Acts, amen, they came together and they had a decision to make about, because there were some Pharisees and some people said they've got to keep the law of Moses. And Peter said, no, why are you going to put this burden on the people? And he said, no, we just observe that they don't eat blood and they don't do certain things. But amen, but listen, they did what seemed good to the Holy Ghost. And to them, they didn't say, I believe Acts 15, I believe. Let me find it right here where I've got the word in front of me. It's always got to be in front of you. Acts chapter 15. It says in Acts 15:28, for it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. So abstain from meats offered to idols, from blood and from things strangled, from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Amen. So they said, no, we can't put a yoke upon these people. amen, so it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. So they did things that seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to them, amen. So I encourage you, amen, draw close to the Lord, amen. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the world system or are you going to believe the word system? Fall in love with the word of God, because there is a battle for your attention, amen. But this is how we're going to keep ourselves in these last and evil days, by falling in love with the word of God. There's a battle going on, and it's a battle for your attention. It's a battle for your mind, amen. But stay in the word, stay in prayer, listen to the Holy Spirit. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, hoping you win with the word. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.